chapter 1. Book of 1 John, chapter 1. Again, we'll read verse 5 through verse 1 of chapter 2. This then is the message which we have heard of him, and declare unto you that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. The blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. My little children, these things write I unto you, that ye sin not. If any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. We see in verse 5 that in verse 6 and verse 7 that we're to walk in the light. We saw last week that the motivation to walk in the light, it comes from what light is. And the first thing we see is God is light. And we see that there in verse 5. And in him is no darkness. And then to add it, the emphasis at all, which simply declares the light is the illustration of the nature of God. So God is light. Light illustrates the nature of God. We see also that God, light is the dwelling of God. God dwells in the light. So for all of these reasons, we ought to desire to walk in the light. So what is it to walk in the light? Who can walk in the light? Well, one cannot walk in the light if they live in darkness. You have to get out of the darkness in order to walk in the light. So light, this light that we're talking about, is living in a different domain. You cannot live in darkness and walk in light at the same time. Or you cannot walk in light and darkness at the same time. So light, like darkness, throughout the scriptures, is a state. It is a domain. It is a place in which we live. And for the saved individual, there's been a change in domain. And the Bible makes this very clear. And the reason, many times, that folks, their life is no different, though they profess to be saved, is because there has not been a change in domain. There has to be a change in our domain. Notice in Luke chapter 1. Luke chapter 1 and verse 79. Book of Luke chapter 1 and verse 79. This is the purpose of Christ coming in the world, to give light to them that sit in darkness. Now notice the phrase, them that sit in darkness. That's their domain. They sit in darkness. The unregenerate man, his domain is darkness. He sits in darkness. Then notice in Romans chapter 2. Romans chapter 2 and verse 19. Romans 2, verse 19. And art confident that thou thyself art a guide of the blind, a light And then notice, of them which are in darkness. The unregenerate sit in darkness. The unregenerate are in darkness. And the unregenerate walk in darkness. Notice John chapter 12 and verse 35. John chapter 12, verse 35. Then Jesus said unto them, yet a little while is the light with you. Walk while you have the light, lest darkness come upon you. For he that walketh in darkness knoweth not whither he goeth. So there are those who sit in darkness. There are those who are in darkness. There are those who walk in darkness. And there are those who are covered with darkness. Notice in Matthew chapter 6 and verse 23. Matthew 6, verse 23. But if thine eye be evil, thy whole body shall be full of darkness. Thy whole body shall be full of darkness. So again, we have those that sit in darkness. They are in darkness. They walk in darkness. Their whole body is full of darkness. And then notice in John chapter 3, John chapter 3, and we'll read verses 19 and verse 20. John chapter 3, verses 19 and 20. And this is the condemnation. Light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light. Why do men love darkness rather than light? Because their deeds are evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. So the one who walks, who's in darkness, who sits in darkness, who walks in darkness, who's full of darkness, also loves the darkness. What this is telling us is that man's domain is darkness. That's where he lives. That's where the lost sinner lives. He lives so much in darkness that he is darkness. Notice Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 8. For ye were sometimes darkness. Notice it doesn't say, though it would be true, you were sometimes in darkness. That's true, but that's not what it says. It says ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. So much in the domain of darkness that they literally become darkness. So this light that we're talking about speaks of a place where we live. And when it says here in Ephesians 5 and verse 8 that you were sometimes darkness, what it is saying is that the individual comes so much under the power of darkness that they become darkness itself. That was our domain before the Lord saved us. But when salvation occurs, a change takes place. There are no exceptions. This change always takes place. And it is a drastic change. It is a manifest change from darkness to light. Now, everyone can see the difference between darkness and light. We all know the difference between darkness and light. The difference is easily seen between darkness and light. And when salvation occurs, this change happens. And it is a change that is easily seen. It is a change that is easily seen by all around. This individual, something has happened. They are now different than they ever were before. And if this change does not take place, It is because salvation has not taken place. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Well, they say they're saved. That doesn't matter. You can say anything. That does not matter. There has to be a change. And this is a change of domain. It is a change of where you live. Not only a change of how you live, it is a change of where you live. A change between darkness and light. Then again, in Ephesians 5, verse 8, "For ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord." Not only is a change taken place in our character, we went from being darkness to being light. Certainly anyone can see that change. But there was also a transfer that took place. Notice in the book of Colossians, chapter 1, verse 13. "Who hath delivered us, rescued us from the power of darkness, and hath translated, transferred us into the kingdom of his dear Son." So a transfer took place. And this was a forceful transfer. A transfer that required power. Because we see that we were delivered from the power of darkness. We weren't merely persuaded from the power of darkness. That's Arminian theology, being persuaded. We weren't persuaded from the power of darkness. We were literally delivered from the power of darkness, and we were translated, transferred into the kingdom of his dear Son. Now, certainly, there is a big difference between the power of darkness and the kingdom of Jesus Christ. And if we have been transferred from one to the other, certainly that difference can be seen. Then notice in 1 Peter chapter 2. 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 9. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. "But ye are a chosen generation," talking about the saved, "a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light." We're delivered out of darkness. We are effectually called out of. And the important two words there is out of. We have been called out of darkness into. Again, our domain has been changed. Our domain has been changed. And we have been translated or into his marvelous light. So there's a transfer that has taken place. We see in Acts 26 and verse 18 that Jesus came to open blind eyes and to turn them from darkness to light. So we've been delivered from darkness to light. We have been called from darkness to light. And we have not just turned from darkness to light, but we have been turned. There's a big difference. We have been turned from darkness to light and from the power of Satan unto God. Again, this is a manifest difference. Darkness to light, power of Satan unto God. This is a difference that everyone can see. This is a difference that you cannot hide. When this change takes place, you don't want to hide it, but even if you wanted to hide it, you couldn't. It is a manifest difference. And I'm afraid that many have gotten away from this very simple, very plain fact declared throughout the Word of God that when a soul is saved, a definite and radical change has taken place. And if you do not see that definite and radical change, it is because salvation has not taken place. It's very simple. Then notice in the book of 1 Thessalonians, as a result of this change, as a result of this transfer, notice what is said here in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 in verse 4. But ye, again, but ye, there's a change here of people he's addressing. Before he was talking about the lost, for when they, and now it's ye. But ye, brethren, are not in darkness. Ye, brethren, are not in darkness. Why aren't they in darkness? Because they've been delivered from it. They've been called from it. They've been turned from it. Ye are not in darkness, that day, the coming of the Lord, should take you as a thief. And then in verse 5, ye, which goes back to ye brethren, still talking about the same people, ye are all, that is, everyone who's saved, is children of light and the children of the day. We are not of the night, nor of darkness, because a change has taken place. Because of this change, because of this transfer from darkness to light, there is a new domain. What that simply means is there is a different realm of living. We no longer live in the same place. And because we no longer live in the same place, the way we live has also been changed. Our realm of living now is in the light. And according to 1 John chapter 1, God is in the light. God is light. God is in the light. That's where the child of God lives. So, walking in the light involves living in a different place. It also, again, why would anybody who's been delivered from the power of darkness and all the evil that darkness represents throughout the scriptures, why would a person who has been delivered from such ever want to go back there? They don't. The one who's been delivered from there never wants to go back there. Never. It's not their desire. They dread the thought of going back there. So it involves a different place of living. It also involves a difference in the way that we live. The life that we are privileged to live, the life that we have the opportunity to live as children of God, and the life that we are responsible to live, here in 1 John 1 is referred to as walking in the light. Verse 7 of 1 John 1, but if we walk in the light, as he is in the light. This is living in a different way than the unsaved live. This is living in a different way than we formerly lived. It is living differently than those who walk in darkness. We live differently. We live in a different place. We live differently than those who walk in darkness. We live differently. Leviticus 26 and 21 refers to people who walk contrary to God. Now, walking contrary to God, God is light. If you walk in darkness, you walk contrary to God. God is in the light. So if you walk in darkness, you walk contrary to God. But again, Leviticus 26:21 talks about walking contrary to God. When we're walking in the light, we're walking differently. We're living differently than those who live contrary or in contradiction, in opposition to God. The Bible talks about those who walk after the imagination of the heart in Deuteronomy chapter 29. Those who walk in the light do not walk after the imagination of the heart. Jeremiah 18 and verse 12 talks about those who walk in their own devices. Those who walk in the light do not walk according to their own devices. Our own devices are, again, the way of darkness. Romans 8 and verse 4, verses 1 through 4, there are those who walk according to the flesh. We that walk in the light do not walk after the flesh. So walking in the light is living in a different way than the world lives. It's living in a different place than the world lives. And yet so many of God's people, they want to live in the same place that lost man lives in. And they want to live in the same way that lost man lives in. Which immediately raises the question, has a change taken place? Has the transfer from darkness to light, was it ever there? And you have every right. And it would be the sensible thing to do, to question the individual who insists on living in darkness and living after darkness. You have every reason to question. They have every reason to question their own salvation. And that's why I say no one can continually walk in darkness and be absolutely certain themselves that they're saved. They can't be. They say, oh, I know I'm saved. You tell me how you know that. You tell me how you know that by the life that you live. Don't go back to, well, when I was 8 years old or however old, I said this prayer. You tell me how you know you're saved by the way you live your life. And when an individual says they live in darkness, they walk in darkness, they partake of darkness, and the Spirit of God does not convict them, you might as well just come right out and say it. I'm lost. I've never been saved. So this change has to take place. The Bible speaks of the way of sinners. The Bible speaks of the way of the ungodly. The Bible talks about the way of evil men and the way of the wicked and the way of a fool and the way of transgressors and the way of the heathen. To walk in the light is to walk differently and is to walk in an opposite way of all these ways that we've just mentioned. So when we walked in darkness before we were saved, that means that we walked in sin, we walked in wickedness, we walked in guilt and error and ignorance and blindness. Our whole person was affected by darkness. Our whole manner of living was characterized by darkness. But now a change has taken place. And we are now light, and we are in light. So should not our whole person be affected? I've had people tell me, well, my salvation just didn't affect me like it did you. It didn't affect you like it did anybody else in the Bible either. Amen. So what does that mean? It means you don't have it. Because there has to be an effect. It has to affect our person, who we are. And not only does it, if it affects who we are, then it also, of course, in turn affects what we are and affects how we live. So just as there is a manifest difference between light and darkness, there is to be a manifest difference between a saved person and an unsafe person. Ephesians chapter 4, we'll read verse 17 through verse 20. This I say, therefore, and testify in the Lord, that ye henceforth, from this point on, walk not as other Gentiles walk. And then he describes their walk in the vanity of their mind. Why do they walk in the vanity of their mind? Having the understanding darkened. The reason they walk in the vanity of their mind is because they do not understand. That is characteristic of a lost sinner. There is none that understandeth. There is none that seeketh after God. Their understanding is darkened. And then notice, being alienated from the life of God. Being alienated, being separated from the life of God, or from the life that is in God. And this is through the ignorance that is in them. And why? Because. When you see because, the reason is about to follow. Because of the blindness. He's describing lost sinners. Because of the blindness of their heart. People will say all the time, I know the truth. No, you don't. If you knew it like people say they do, then it would affect the way they live. And he goes on, he says, who being past feeling have given themselves over. They are past feeling. This is talking about the Gentiles, talking about lost sinners. And they willingly give themselves over to be the slave of corruption. They give themselves over unto lasciviousness. And the reason they give themselves over, this leads to the working of all uncleanness with greediness. But ye, there it is, but ye, change. But ye have not so learned Christ. The word learned, when you learn something, you receive it. You really truly haven't learned anything unless you receive it. So, but ye have not so learned or received Christ. People talk all the time on how they received Christ, but yet they walk like they didn't. They walk like everyone else who hasn't. Ye have not so received Christ, is what Paul is telling them. So to walk in light, we live differently. We not only have a different domain because of a change that has taken place, we live differently. Doesn't mean we don't sin, and John addresses that later. But our whole attitude towards sin is different. It's different than it ever was before. So there, again, this walking in light indicates a great change that has taken place. And how thankful we ought to be that there is such a change, and that such a change has taken place. The only greater change will be the day that we're glorified and caught up to meet the Lord in the air. Let's look to the Lord in the word of prayer. Heavenly Father,